You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. Hollywood news up next. Chinese actor Daniel Wu has officially signed on to star alongside Academy Award-winning star of Everything Everywhere All at Once, Ki Hu Kwan, in the highly anticipated sequel to With Love. The film marks a reunion for Wu and Kwan, who previously appeared together in American-born Chinese. Directed by Jonathan Subio, the movie promises to deliver thrilling action sequences and captivating character development. Although specific details about Wu's role remain under wraps, fans can expect an exhilarating cinematic experience. Produced by David Leitch, With Love is scheduled to premiere in theaters on February 7, 2025. Next, professional boxer-turned-actress Callie Reese, known for her recent success in True Detective Night Country, is set to star in the Amazon MGM Studios thriller Mercy alongside Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson. Following her acclaimed performance opposite Jodie Foster, Reese's casting in Mercy marks another milestone in her budding acting career. The film, helmed by Timur Bekmambetov, promises to be action-packed and intense, offering Reese a chance to showcase her versatility on the big screen. While details about her character remain under wraps, Mercy is slated for theatrical release on August 15, 2025. Next piece of news, Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman are set to star in the remake of the classic 80s comedy, The War of the Roses. Directed by Jay Roach, the film will delve into the tumultuous relationship of Theo, played by Cumberbatch, and Ivy, played by Colman, portraying the journey from bliss to chaos amid personal and professional hardships. The script is written by Tony McNamara, who is much acclaimed for his work on The Favourite. Based on Warren Alder's novel, the 1989 film starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner, achieving both critical acclaim and commercial success. More news, filming commences for Dave Bautista's latest action venture, Trap House, with a stellar ensemble cast featuring Sophia Lillis, Bobby Cannavale, and more. Directed by Michael Dawes, the film follows a DEA agent forced to confront an unexpected threat, his teenage children, who have embarked on audacious heists against a dangerous drug cartel. With production underway, the project remains shrouded in mystery regarding its release date. Produced by Signature Films and Scott Free Productions, with executive producers Ridley Scott and Dave Bautista, Trap House promises thrilling action and suspense. Bollywood news next. Nitesh Tiwari kicks off the filming of Ramayana today with Ranbir Kapoor, Yash and Sai Pallavi joining the cast. Following the brief delay for costume adjustments, the production has started at Mumbai's Film City. Look tests with updated costumes and scouting for body doubles for Kapoor and Yash are underway. According to reports, elaborate scenes featuring crowds will be shot in the coming days, ensuring meticulous attention to detail for Tiwari's ambitious project, which will be announced on April 17, 2024, coinciding with Ram Navami. The film is expected to be divided into three parts, narrating the epic tale in a cinematic manner. Next up, speaking at the CineVesture International Film Festival in Chandigarh, Karan Johar confirmed that the next installment in the Student of the Year franchise will take the form of a web series directed by Reema Maya, known for her work on Nocturnal Burger. Johar expressed his intention for Maya to infuse her unique vision into the series, emphasizing the importance of her creative voice. This announcement marks a departure from the traditional film format for the franchise. Additionally, it was previously reported that the series would serve as a launchpad for Shania Kapoor, daughter of Sanjay Kapoor and Maheep Kapoor, in the Hindi film industry. Last piece of news from Bollywood as well. With an exciting set of releases this year, Akshay Kumar gears up for yet another release after Bade Mia Chote Mia. Titled Shankara, this project produced by Karan Johar features R. Madhavan and Ananya Pandey alongside Kumar, chronicling the legal battle of lawyers C. Shankaran Nair against the British Raj regarding the 1919 Jallianwala Bagh massacre. The film is based on the book The Case That Shook the Empire. Recently confirmed as the official title, Shankara is expected to resonate with audiences nationwide. Karan Johar expressed his excitement about backing this project, highlighting the importance of unraveling historical truths. Directed by debutant Karan Singh Tyagi, the film's completion and release schedule remain uncertain. Alex O'Neill, a part of the cast, revealed that a significant portion of the shoot is pending, leaving the film's release in 2024 ambiguous. Well, that's all we got for today. Until the next episode, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.